Montego Bay St. James came alive towards the end of September when tourism stakeholders from around the world gathered for the annual Jamaica Product Exchange JPEX Expo at the Montego Bay Convention Center. This as part of activities for Tourism Awareness Week. Stay with us to hear more on this week's Tourism Roundup. I'm Andre Palmer. For the past 28 years, the Jamaica Product Exchange JPEX Expo has been introducing the world travel industry to Jamaica's dynamic tourism product. Hoteliers, travel agents, attractions, and other interested persons gathered at the Montego Bay Convention Center on September 23 to 25 to find out what's new in Jamaica just before the winter tourist season begins.
197 delegates in all, 91 companies, and 69 representatives. What a wonderful aggregation of tourism partners. This aggregation, of course, is what has made Jamaica continue to grow. And that made last year the most important growth year in the history of tourism in Jamaica, when in a single year, we increased arrivals by 500,000.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. One of the highlights of JPEX 2018 is the announcement of increased flights into Jamaica for the winter tourist season. Airlines from Latin America, Europe, North America all increased the number of seats and flights destined for the island, with more on the way. It goes without saying that the more ways there are for tourists to visit Jamaica, the better it is for the country and tourism stakeholders.
38,000 more seats we have from the USA for this winter. 42,400 more seats out of Canada, a record. 12,000 more seats out of continental Europe. And tonight we have people from France. And we are going to France, the director of tourism himself and the team. We are going to France to tie up an arrangement to ensure air connectivity from Paris into Montego Bay. We're excited about that. On the 26th of October, the first flight from Russia with love. We'll come back to Montego Bay. A Dreamliner with 414 passengers. And they tell me that we had to increase the number of rooms in a certain Negril hotel because the flight was selling so well.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett speaking at JPEX 2018 in September. In tourism news this week, Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett is now in France with a team from the ministry to wrap up an agreement which will see direct flights between France and Jamaica into Montego Bay. Minister Bartlett and team will be meeting with Air France and members of the French government to come up with a solution that will benefit both countries. The Jamaica Tourist Board reported that in 2017, French visitors increased by 40%. Minister Bartlett says direct flights to the island from France will help to stabilize the growth of French visitors. He added that French nationals have a deep interest in Jamaican culture, food and music, and he is looking forward to finalizing this new and exciting development. To a place called Jamaica. In our Know Jamaica segment this week, the Mount Pelier Railway Station in St. James. The Mount Pelier Railway Station was constructed in 1895. It is a uniquely designed two-story building, which demonstrates Jamaican-Georgian architecture with Victorian elements. The station is constructed of ashlar on the ground floor and timber on the upper level. Particular features of this building are the decorative fan lights and the queen and entablature and pediment above the windows. The roof covering the upper floor is a gable and zinc roof. That's all the time we have for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of Studio Engineer Dante Matthews, I'm Andre Palmer. One love.
The GIS Heritage Photography Competition is back, and the prizes this year are bigger than ever. If you are enrolled in an accredited tertiary institution, then the GIS Heritage Photo Competition is for you. Submit one high-resolution photograph depicting the theme, Jamaica's Music, the stage for growth and development. Entries open September 3 and close midnight October 28. Visit gis.gov.jm for details and entry forms.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.